Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Izzy with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's mayors and councillors will be eligible for a pay rise in the new financial year. The remuneration rates for local councillors are set by Queensland's Independent Local Government Remuneration Commission, which announced new pay thresholds across the state for an annual report finalised last week. Increases in the pay threshold are varying by region. However, the report has specified that most areas are seeing the maximum annual salary increase between 3% and 5%. The new remuneration thresholds will enter into force on the 1st of July next year. It is ultimately the decision of local councils whether pay will be increased to meet the new thresholds.
A group of local woodworkers are working hard to create Christmas toys for hospitalised children. The Woodturners Society of Queensland on Brisbane's south side has maintained a 20-year tradition of producing handmade Christmas toys for local children's hospitals. This year, it is creating over 500 toys, some of which have been donated to the Mater Children's Private Hospital. James Gordon, the father of a two-year-old recipient, said in a statement to the ABC that the toys are a great distraction when coming into hospital with his child.
In national news, a new wind farm has been approved in New South Wales for the first time in 2.5 years. The farm is to be developed at a site on the Murrumbidgee and Edward River local government areas by Viria Energy. The project will see the construction of 208 turbines and an 800 megawatt battery storage facility. It is expected to power 700,000 homes a year. This comes after New South Wales government released its draft wind energy guideline last month, which highlighted the challenges of suitable site selection. The State Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Penny Sharp, states the project will mean more clean energy, more jobs, and more local investment.
Former workers at the Malmesbury Youth Justice Centre in central Victoria say the centre's closure has merely moved the problem of unrest rather than addressing it. The Victorian government announced inmates would be moved to Cherry Creek Youth Justice Centre, which is intended to respond more effectively to young people. But community and public sector union spokesperson Julie McEwen said the new facility is flawed, with inmates making weapons and attempting to climb fencing. Former workers insist moving the prisoners will do nothing to address incidents of violence against staff and other inmates.
In international news, police in Nicaragua have arrested a Catholic bishop who expressed solidarity with a fellow bishop found guilty of treason. Isidoro Mora was arrested after telling his congregation Nicaragua's bishops were united in prayer for Rolando Alvarez, who is serving a 26-year prison sentence after criticizing President Daniel Ortega's government. The Vatican secured the release of a dozen jailed Catholic priests in October, a deal which showed a will and commitment to find solutions. But Reverend Mora's arrest is the most recent crackdown on the Catholic Church in Nicaragua, which has been accused of aiding anti-government protests.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. There are currently no fire warnings and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
If you can't break free from the spell of capitalism this Christmas and you haven't bought